Hour number three of The Zone. I'm RJ Hawk filling in for one Justin Akre who's sticking his hands in the, or his feet in the sand right now.
He's missing out.
He sent me a picture just a minute ago, and I said, not cool, dude. Not cool.
You should send him a picture of one of these.
Yes.
Tell him what it is.
It wasn't a Marcus Jordan pick.
It was not a Marcus Jordan pick.
He didn't expose himself, did he? We'll find out more later.
Greatest tease of all time. Chris Cromwell from Tropical Smoothie Cafe joins us this hour. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas?
Now,
how you guys doing?
I'm doing well.
Great.
And I've heard, you know, everybody said this weekend you need to go see The Wolverine and you know, all these other movies coming out. But you went and saw a movie I'd never even heard of before, The Way, Way Back.
Yeah.
And I went back and looked at it today. I just don't remember seeing any advertisement for this, but it looks like a really good movie.
Yeah, I mean, I go about every week, you know, and I see all the trailers, and I don't think I ever saw a trailer for this movie.
Yeah.
I just happened to kind of look at, you know, what was out and what was going on and saw the trailer for it. Like Steve Carell, love Sam Rockwell. And I think it's the same chick that did Juno.
Yeah.
And that, you know, so you're going to get that kind of quirky, you know, summer vacation.
Yes.
Parents are crazy, coming of age, nutty movie.
I love it.
You know?
So it overall, did it, I guess you didn't really have any expectations for the movie.
Well, I did because if you know, Juno was pretty solid. And then I saw Moonrise Kingdom last year and I thought that was going to be great and I didn't think it was. It was one of those that the soundtrack's better than the movie.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, they focus so much on trying to be cool and quirky and kind of edgy and they don't deliver.
Yeah.
But some, you know, the music's good, you know.
So the premise of this movie, I mean, like you say, it's the summertime type thing with Steve Carell. I mean, give me some reasons why I need to see this movie.
All right. Well, I'll set it up for you so you know what's going on. So Steve Carell is the boyfriend of, you know, this little kid's, you know, his mom.
Yeah.
So they've only been dating about a year, and they're going to his beach house, and they're hanging out for the summer. And, he, you know, Steve Carell already doesn't like him, and, of course, he doesn't, you know, reciprocate it. And it's his stepdad, and you can tell he wants his real dad, but his real dad's getting married. You know, it's that whole divorce thing at that, you know, age. I think he's probably like 13, 14, something like that.
Rough times.
Rough times, yeah. Tough. And then there are other kids, and all the kids are kind of going through the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But the parents, they get there to the beach house, and you can tell this is like a beach community where when they come in, all these other people have their little beach houses there. So one of the kids says it best because they're just all kind of stuck there, and the parents are just going nuts. They're like, it's like the spring break for parents.
Yeah.
So the parents are, you
party
know,
on,
just
Wayne.
Partying, yeah, and hanging out, having a good time, and the kids just kind of, you know, but they end up having their fun too. So it's just, you know, this kid and his struggles that summer, and Sam Rockwell plays this guy that's, you know, probably 40 years old, and he's, you never know why, but he's just always kind of worked at this water park.
Yeah.
And he ends up kind of buddying up with him and, you know, making him feel better about himself, whatever. And they
it sounds
just,
like a movie I need to go see.
Yeah. And, you know,
it's gonna
I
be
thought
you
it
one
was
day.
Really solid.
Help. Working at Wild River Country, 40.
I thought it was the third best movie I've seen this year.
Really?
So far, the way I'd stack them up was
high praise.
The Before Midnight, and then Mud.
Yeah.
And then this.
I still haven't seen Mud yet. I want to go see that.
Mud's solid.
It comes out on DVD next week, I think, at Redbox.
Yeah, you've got to see it. It's really well done.
Huh.
So this one's right up there. I thought it was really cool. At first, I was a little bit, you know, that first 20, 30 minutes where it's almost, you're like, is it too much of a kind of coming-of-age movie for teens?
Yeah.
But then they really tied in with the craziness of the parents.
What is it, PG-13?
That's a good question.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know. Rob Corddry's in it as well, and
okay.
If you're a fan of him, he just, you know, it's kind of like, you know, more cowbell.
Yeah.
I wish there was more Corddry.
Okay.
Because that guy's funny.
They could have
done a little bit more with him because the few parts he has, I just think he's one of those guys that's just funny. He doesn't even have to say much.
Yeah.
What's the movie called again?
It is called The Way, Way Back.
The Way, Way Back.
It's PG-13.
PG-13? That
okay,
sounds about right.
Okay, so now you've seen this. What is your next adventure to go see a movie? Are you going to see The Wolverine in theater or at home?
Man, you know, I came close on that last night. It was kind of a coin flip, and maybe I'm just superheroed out.
Yeah.
But love Hugh Jackman, man. I think he is awesome.
Yeah.
And of those superhero guys, I mean, he's just a solid actor all around, so you know he's going to be great in this role, and he has been. So.